And, you know, that leads us right into Mandibles, who did something awesome with the title.
Mr. Milgram, here I am, unstuck from the traffic jam. What am I to do and say to get the experiment underway? Just ask questions, piece of cake. What happens if there's a mistake?
Turn it up to two. Do what you're told to do. It's fine, just do as I say. It's fine, we haven't got all day. Ask the questions, press the button. In the name of science, this will be worth something.
They wrote a song about the Milgram experiment, which, if you don't know about, is this experiment to see just how far people will be influenced to do terrible things by authority figures telling them to do terrible things. What I really like about this song is how they use Cybronica in this song. Like, Cybronica is the voice of authority in this song, and her, like, super powerful vocals are used to, like, cajole you to, you know, turn up the shock value to, like, 11 and give this guy a massive dose of electricity, and it's fine because he's still alive. Yeah, she makes a great oppressor, just the power of her voice and her authority. And I thought, like, all three vocalists, you know, had a part to play in this sort of drama that they set in the song, which I thought was awesome. Like, there's a new person. I think her name is Estefania. She's another voice in the Mandibles group now. And she had some great wailing on the part of the person who's in the electric chair, who is not really subject to being shocked, but the person who the subject of the experiment is doesn't know this. Her vocals in this, I think, are great. And Truth's vocals as the kind of timid, you know, guy pressing the shock button at Cybronica's urging, I think that's great as well. I really enjoyed this song, and I really like the subject matter. And maybe go back and read the Wikipedia article on the Milgram experiment. But, you know, it was just fun. I liked the song a lot.
Yeah, you could do more than just the Wikipedia article. If you go into archive.org and just type in, like, Milgram obedience to authority, it's the first film that pops up. Milgram is spelled M-I-L-G-R-A-M. So yeah, I would highly recommend people do that. It's the original 1965 film about the experiment from the experimenters, and it's kind of fascinating. Let's see, the Milgram experiment, you know, helped to change the face of psychological research, much like the Stanford prison experiments, and like those examples, plus the Tuskegee syphilis study and more, kind of led to this revolution in medical and psychological ethics standards when it came to research. The Milgram experiments were disturbing, and I can only condemn them, but at the same time, they're fascinating, and I think that everybody should understand them. This is perhaps the most theatrical song of the group, I think, and just kind of like maybe the main song from the Obedience to Authority, the musical, you know, the second most fucked up musical ever.
I would watch that.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, this might be the big takeaway song from it. This song has amazing performances, really, really great stuff. And it's ambitious and unpleasant to listen to, too. It kind of reminds me of that opera, The Dialogue of the Carmelites, where the end is punctuated by repeated slams of a guillotine blade. You know, it's like beautiful music, very interesting sort of tale and everything like that, but it's so unpleasant. So it's a bit of a mix. It's impressive, and I kind of don't want to listen to it again. You know, it's just disturbing.